say you had all your relatives over your house to sleep, and you put a place on the floor for from the kids.
A pallet.
Okay. He had say that you were.
These are all my parents' and grandparents' words.
Man. Maybe get to the other part.
Okay.
In your words.
Okay.
If you had a big, if you had a back of farm, what kind of land and soil would be out there? You got any idea? You think it'd be good or?
Fertile?
Mm-hmm.
Loamy?
Mm-hmm. If low flat land, what do you call that along it? Some water.
Swamp?
They have, it, you probably heard it in the songs and stuff.
Flatland?
Mm-hmm. Overflows in the spring and is plowed later.
Wetland.
Mm-hmm. What about a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass or clover and alfalfa for hay?
Pasture.
What about low-lying grassland?
A marsh.
You ever heard of, would be another, you find flowers out here, you know, you go out and pick flowers from the, okay.
No, I'm not picking up on
it. Okay. If you had inland land, that water stood in it for a good part of the time, you know, alligators in there and stuff, what would you call that?
Swamp.
Does it have trees? Maybe?
Sure.
Is there another name for that?
Marsh.
Or, you know where you get cranberries from?
A bog.
Okay. The place where salt hay grows along the sea?
That's a marsh.
And tell me about the different kinds of soil. What kind of, okay. If, you had land that was swampy and you wanted to get the water off so you could cultivate it. How mm-hmm. would you go back in there?
You'd drain it.
And what would you, and if you dug something to do this, what would you have dug?
A drainage ditch.
Mm-hmm. What about, have you heard of that up north? There's a song about this, it's called the Erie
Canal.
If a shallow arm of the sea were...
Is that an inlet? A shallow arm of the sea?
Yeah. And it flows in and out with the tide?
A tidal pool?
Mm-hmm.
Or a basin?
Mm-hmm. If you have a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods, or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across?
That's a gully.
A gully.
That's a gully.
And if there had been heavy rainfall. Mm-hmm.
Is that a gully washer?
Is that what you call it?
It could be.
You know any other names for that?
A downpour.
A downpour?
Mm-hmm.
Real heavy?
Mm-hmm.
What if it overflowed a small freshwater stream? What about, what would you call, like, you have different names for freshwater streams according to size?
A brook, a stream, a river, a creek,
mm-hmm.
crack. I think that's my sizes.
Mm-hmm. What about if two ran together and made a third?